This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. I mentioned I went to the dollar store this week, and I'm an irregular dollar store shopper, but I read the news that Family Dollar wants to triple the number of stores it has around the country in a rising economy, and it just reminded me how much I like being at the dollar store. I decided to go, and I wanted to find out exactly what the draw is of the dollar store for all of us. So I met up with USC marketing professor Valerie Folks at a dollar store in Santa Monica, and we walked in. There were heaps of cantaloupes on one side of the entrance. There were stacks of plants on the other, and I asked her about the lure of the dollar store.
Well, the lure of dollar stores is the bargain, of course, and people love to get bargains. And partly, I mean, you have to remember, too, that this is kind of tough times for a lot of people. So when you see a dollar store, it sends these signals, which is, I can shop here and I don't have to worry about going over my budget. I know I can buy lots of things. I can buy things on impulse. And it's not going to, in the end, the price is not going to really bother me. Whereas a lot of times, if you go into maybe a department store, you might see some good deals, but you're always having to, many people are having to worry about, is this going to be over my budget? So this is in some ways a freeing or a more fun experience.
Now, are there actually bargains at the dollar store?
Well, there are some bargains, but there are some things that are just the same as you might find elsewhere. So in fact, it could be that their price is slightly higher here.
Some things are definitely more expensive at the dollar store when you compare the price per unit. Diapers, for one. They're three for a dollar here, and that's more than you pay if you buy them in bulk somewhere else. But other things look like they might be deals.
Here is a box of raspberries, and this box of raspberries goes for 99 cents.
Which is a great deal,
right? It's a great deal, except...
Except
just today, I was at my local grocery store, and I found a box of raspberries for 99 cents that looked to be better quality, looked to be a little bit fresher.
Yeah, these raspberries have a sort of strange dark color.
Yes, but that's kind of what you sometimes find in a dollar store, is you find things that are not quite what you would expect, but you tolerate it because it's, after all, a bargain.
And then there's the stuff on the shelves at the dollar store that's pretty clearly not a good buy. Valerie spots this container of dollar marshmallows. And these are the hard kind of marshmallows that float in hot chocolate. And they're sort of powdering away. And look, I think we could say not fresh.
It looks like it's sort of old. And in fact, the expiration date is July 2013.
So you got to eat these fast.
Yes, exactly. And at the bottom, it looks like the product has sort of deteriorated into some crumbs. But it might be that that's why this is offered at such a cheap price, because the store has purchased a large amount of the merchandise that's about to expire.
So not everything at the dollar store is a great deal. But there's another reason we like to shop here. It basically gives our brains a rest.
Our brains don't like to work that hard when we shop. Oftentimes, we think about so many purchases we make in a day, maybe 100 purchases a person makes if they go to the grocery store. And if you really stop and think about each of those purchases, it can really, you can't think about every single purchase and whether you're getting a good deal or not, and whether this price is higher than it was last time. And so it's sort of freeing to go into a place where you don't have to think very hard. You can just surrender to your impulse. So this is, a dollar store is a place for impulse purchases.
You know, I'd never thought of my brain as that lazy when it comes to shopping, but it turns out even with big ticket items, we just don't think as hard as we could, which is why retailers often price things at $2.99, $3.99, and $4.99.
People pay attention to that first number when they're looking at a series of numbers. So, and as the numbers trail off, they tend not to pay so much attention. And so, for example, paying $500 for a phone sounds like a lot, whereas $4.99 is just below it. So the difference between $499.99 and $500 psychologically is not the same as the penny that it might seem to be.
So as somebody who thinks about this regularly, how has it changed the way you shop?
Well, in some ways, initially, I think I used to, when I first started in marketing, I used to feel sort of guilty if I didn't think very hard about each purchase. But now I realize that I'm being more efficient if I simply use what are called heuristics or rules of thumb. You know, so I go to places where I feel like I can get a good deal, and I shop there, and I don't have to worry so much about each purchase. That's the same appeal that a 99-cent or a dollar store has for the bargain hunter or the bargain seeker. And there's a lot of people out there who are really bargain seekers, who are value consumers, who want to get the deal.
Valerie Folks is a marketing professor at USC.
I better leave before I start buying things because I see a lot of bargains.
We've got pictures of some of my dollar store finds, good and bad, on our website, marketplacemoney.org. And while you're there, let us know what you think about dollar store shopping. If you go, if you don't go, what you buy, and what you would never touch.